It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Sprague.
Skies that one down the left field line toward the foul pole, and it is gone! A home run! Straight down the left field line to really open this game up. His 12th of the year. It's 9-0 Giants.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Out to right field. Driven back. Flying out of here. Cal Raleigh. Home run number 39.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, The Fan and the Fan Radio Network.
Hump day!
Happy hump day, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
What is happening?
Day two.
Day two. We're still here.
Still standing.
Still on the FM.
Didn't kick us off after one day.
No live studio audience.
No, nobody else.
This morning.
No, although there is leftover breakfast sandwiches that nobody put in the fridge last night.
Just us again.
Just the slop. The slop is here again.
I think my favorite was we got done with the show. It was great. It was exciting. The adrenaline's running through our veins. We sit down, and the brand man and our boss, Ryan Cooley, are right outside the studio. And so we sit down, and Cooley is sitting, and he just looks at me and goes, "Man, I'm tired."
Try doing this every day, man.
Yep.
Try doing this every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was a nice change of pace for us because we hear that from the staff sometimes of like, why don't you guys hang around a little bit longer? Why don't you talk to people when the show's over? And we always look at them and say, have you been up since 4 o'clock in the morning? Why don't you come in earlier? It was great to have a day yesterday where everybody was in. Felt like we were kind of a, you know, everybody's working with you. It's nice to see faces instead of just us and Terry Boyd on KGON. That's about it in the morning.
Yeah, it's very unique for us in here. Our building is over kind of by the Fremont, and it's very unique for new listeners out there. When we come in here, only Terry Boyd.
That's it. That's all we got.
Is the only other body in our building. So we come in here, the lights are off.
Yes.
And
four of us.
We don't even see people. Usually our time slot used to be 6 to 9 when we were just on the AM. Now that we're FM, we are the extra hour. About 9 o'clock to 8:45-ish is when you start seeing some bodies roll in.
And they roll in. And I don't want to hang around that long after the show. Now we're here till 10, so at least see everybody because we're on the air a little bit longer. But it's a little lonely here in the morning. Somebody's got to come hang out with us.
I'm a little nervous. Got to admit, a little nervous day two.
Oh, day two.
Look, day two's great because day one's excitement. It's buzz. It's, hey, here you go.
It's day one of the honeymoon. You're feeling great.
Day two is work.
Yeah. Well, I'm nervous because our esteemed producer was here until 10 o'clock the night prior.
Yes, he was.
He went to bed at basically midnight.
Turned around, got up at what, 4 a.m.?
Yeah, probably. I got up at 4 early. 4, that day. Yeah. I was in here. I was the first one in.
Yeah. First one in.
I made sure I was the first one in.
Gotta
Dusty
be here.
Was second.
He was here when I left, and then he went and called. He's the PA voice of the Hillsboro Hops.
Yes, he was out of the ballpark last night.
So he was out of the ballpark till about 9:30, 9:45, watched the team get thumped again.
Yeah, sleep on your dad. You're fine. Don't worry about
12,
it.
12-7 losses. That's a lot of walks.
That's a long game. 12-7 is going to drag on.
Forgot my key fob, so I had to text him. Could you let me in the building?
I'm glad I grabbed my phone at whatever reason because I was in.
I would have called you. I would have just
on others. Well, my phone's always on like vibrate or silent, so it doesn't ever ring.
Sure.
So unless I'm staring at it,
you're not going to hear it. You're not going to see it. Out of sight, out of mind.
When I saw him and he let me in, I saw the face of a man that was
needs a breather.
I'm tired.
Needs a tap out. We need to go to the bullpen. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, Thursday.
We need a left.
Thursday,
coming in
I get
inning.
An off day at the Hops. It is, there will be Jen Ellis, who works here in the station. We don't see her anymore because traffic has all been.
Doesn't she work remote?
Yeah, they're all working
remote. Yeah, they
from
all
home,
work though. Remote. And so she normally does all the sound and music and stuff right next to me in the Hops games. And then she's my backup. Force and then they
she'll
have,
be on the pipes on
but
Thursday.
She will. There are certain events that they have asked her to do.
Gotcha.
And so the promotion is one of those on Thursday night.
That's awesome.
So it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I will just get a little afternoon to take a breath, and we have a celebration here amongst for one of our employees here that afternoon.
Absolutely. Who could forget that?
Exactly.
Thursday. Yeah. Big day Thursday.
It's a huge day Thursday. Oh, is that Chuck's thing Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I knew that. I knew that was going on Thursday.
I had no idea.
I had to rack my mind up a little bit. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. We do have a thing for a coworker on Thursday.
I know now, like, I'm reminded of the date because I've lost track of dates at this point.
I have lost track of dates, too.
But once you said, before you saying his name, no clue what you're talking about. I'm like, what? What's happening?
What's going on? Yeah. We need to get Swigart on a couch in the afternoon. That's what we need to do.
This week.
Get through today, get through tomorrow, get on a couch in the afternoon.
2 week road trip.
Yeah, then you get a breather.
This homestand.
Thank God. Then you'll be all right. Then you get a little bit of a break.
We'll recover. We'll be rolling smoothly here.
There were two takeaways yesterday, and it was funny to see the reaction on both sides. And it was involving Swag. So when we launched, we put out all this great social media content. I know Primetime talked about it to start their show. The reaction is Swigard being the launch man.
He was the launch guy.
For the button and the switch.
You got to press the button.
And so if you watch that video on our socials, 105.1 The Fan, you can go see it. It's all over Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Swag has this weird reaction when Dusty does the universal sign to go, which is point.
Yes, your turn. You're up.
He kind of just stares at him. Yeah. Dusty points twice. The second point, he slowly turns away. So the reaction is either, what the hell is wrong with him? He's broken. He is a robot who broke.
Yes.
Or
short-circuiting.
There's the other side, which is a credit to him. He really dramatically leaned into the moment of, here it goes.
Five,
I was very
four,
much in the moment.
Three, two, like, well, one.
This better work.
Please work. Please, for the love of God, work. That actually was one of the cooler videos. I saw it during one of the breaks. Our boss showed it to us, Ryan Cooley, and I said, we got to put that out on socials because it's Dusty on the phone with a guy in Chicago talking about flipping the station right
our
before we
Dom.
Went on the air. Dom out in Chicago is pressing buttons, and it legitimately sounds like we're landing a spacecraft on Mars. Like, that's what it sounds like. It probably felt like it for a lot of people in the engineering department. That's what we were pulling off. But the behind the scenes of it was really cool. I've worked in radio for a long time, never seen anything like that before. I had no clue how we even went about doing that until I heard that story yesterday.
Well, that's above your pay grade.
That is way above my pay grade.
You have no clue.
I was trying to figure out how to get the drops to work this morning. That's where I'm focused on the little details, let alone flipping a radio station yesterday.
Well, I want to give him credit. I think because I was also thinking what Dusty was thinking and everybody else was thinking of, what's going on?
We got to go here.
Is he okay? Is he alive?
We got to go. We got to pick up the pace a little bit.
I think he kind of did it the right way. I think him slowly turning and then reaching and then clicking I think it looks better.
It also is a reminder that in our industry, content is king. And what Jason Swigart did yesterday provided hours of content for different radio shows. Primetime opening their show yesterday, us today. It's a content is king. He gave us some extra content on
the
flip.
Well, the best was in the little commons area, people saw Swag and went, Swag, why didn't you hit the button right away? And Swag goes, I was waiting for you to say go.
I was waiting.
And everybody just started pointing at each other. This means go.
This is what it means to turn around and do it.
Swag has literally pointed at me. Start talking. Just start talking.
Go. Just go. Okay, now I got to go.
When that point happens, you know that means go.
That's usually when it means that it's time to open your mouth and start spitting some words out here. It was one of those scenarios where it's like, are we going on one? Are we going 3, 2, 1? Is it
on
3, 2, 1, go?
1, 2, 3, go.
1, 2, 3,
on,
is there?
Yeah. Well, but Dusty was the one waiting for the 3, 2, 1, not Swag.
That's because
Chicago was
two,
telling him.
Yeah. One.
See, yeah, I was also listening, keeping an ear out for Chicago to say, they were done.
You don't need to defend yourself. You were great. You're great.
It was fantastic.
Or bad, it worked out for everybody.
We're on the FM still. It hasn't gone off the air yet.
No.
The flip took place before the show. We had like 4 seconds of dead air in between that made us all internally panic of like, oh my God, is this not going to work? Because that would be a big problem.
Dramatic pause.
And it all ended up working out. So it was perfect.
Shatner School of Radio Production.
In Swag's defense here, let's also remind people where we started the segment that he was here until 10 o'clock the night before and he was...
Yo.
Oh,
yeah.
Got 2 hours of sleep, and I imagine there was a little bit of a daze yesterday of like, oh, wait, that's right. That's my job. That's my responsibility. Yeah. Let me go press the button.
No, we were good. So it actually mostly really hit me this morning when I got into the car, and, I always flip to the radio station just to make sure, in case anything happened overnight. Just years of PTSD.
You have been beaten into...
Yes. Yeah.
This is the biggest thing I have to care about
you're
at all times.
Expecting bad things to happen at all times.
At all times, you're like, I got to listen to make sure the radio station's still on.
We got a big, powerful signal now, man.
105.
We're booming,
it's
baby.
In HD at 4 a.m. We don't have to worry about night power or any of this other stuff. It was glorious.
I have a cousin, and she just got out of prison. She's in like a work release type of situation, so she can she works and then she goes back. She's dealing with the being institutionalized part of it. She's like, it's kind of weird. I'm usually regimented and I got to do this. And
you got your schedule you stick to.
Right. It's a real thing. That is going to be Swag in retirement. He might be red.
Yes.
From Shawshank Redemption.
What am I going to do?
Why are you turning the radio on? What do you mean?
I don't know. I got to make sure the signal's still working. You don't work there anymore. You don't have to worry about the signal anymore. It's okay.
It's let it go, man.
Well, it'll get tested next summer. So, my wife, I've been, is there a vacation? Do you want to go do something like big? We haven't done something just the two of us. Like we had last year, we went to Hawaii for Paxton graduation and family, but just the two of us somewhere way far away. And so she finally found something. And so we're going to go on a small boat cruise.
Oh, no.
To Italy, Croatia, and Montenegro next year.
What?
Summer.
So you're going to fly there.
You're going to Europe next year?
Yeah.
Look,
you're
going to
fly there,
then do like a little cruise?
Hell yeah.
Okay, that's different. I thought you were going on a big cruise.
No. 200 passengers. It's an old-fashioned, like, looks like a big Viking ship with all the tall sails.
That's badass.
Wow.
And
that'll be cool.
All that stuff. So,
how much food are you going to eat? Fat Swag's coming back after that trip.
That's going to be glorious.
That's going to
be
fantastic.
So now we're trying to figure out
that don't sound cheap, by the way.
No, it does not.
No.
It's all those hops checks piling up,
yeah,
dude. He's ready to go. You got to blow it on something, man. His kid's grown up.
He's
out of the house. He's got no college to pay for.
So I'm like,
what can spend this money on?
I would much rather do something. And if she's like, nope, let's go for it. And so it's like, yeah, let's. So now we're trying to figure out, go in a couple days early. It leaves from Venice. So get in there around Venice, Florence, take a couple days.
My random conversation one time with Joe Cronin. He just told me that Croatia is the most beautiful place he's ever been in his life.
I've heard great things.
Multiple places about...
He went for Nurk's wedding.
There's a couple of islands off the coast of Split, I think.
He's like, I couldn't believe it. Like,
they said
it was just unreal.
Glorious swimming right there off the islands, and
And they don't got sharks and stuff. Like, they don't have to worry about their waters.
I don't believe so.
Great white sharks.
I don't think there's great white sharks 100 yards from the coast. No. I don't think so. I think they'll be all right.
You never know nowadays.
Well, and Swag does swim 50 yards out into the ocean or 500 yards out into the ocean.
Just be right out there swimming.
Just be careful.
Mediterranean.
I will give you one piece of advice, though, because Sprague is this way when he travels. Like, you want to stay away from any sort of news alerts on airplane issues and technical problems and stay away from all that. I don't know if you're a Netflix subscriber. But I recently did watch. They have a new documentary out.
Why are you gonna say this?
Have you seen the Poop Cruise?
Oh,
do you remember the story of the Poop Cruise?
I watched
that documentary, and it was one of those like a train wreck you can't look away from about how bad things got, and they couldn't poop and pee, and the toilets backed up, and there was raw sewage on the floor, and it was an absolute bananas documentary. So just stay away from that one before
I'll
you go on your cruise.
That one.
Skip that one. Don't think about poop cruises.
So if I can get to that.
Hopefully the toilet's still working.
Who's going to think about it now? Why would you think about it now after
being
brought
up? You can watch
up?
It now by next year. You'll be fine. You'll be all right. You'll
Good
get over
Lord,
it.
Good Lord, man.
Stay away from the poop cruise, man.
You and that. You're so fascinated with that topic. It's never going to escape it.
The poop cruise documentary is worth the watch,
Is that
man.
The train wreck series?
I think it's Trainwreck.
Because Trainwreck
has
like four or five, like, what happened in different stories.
I mean, it's essentially they have a fire in the engine room, and then they lose all power on the boat.
No,
all the toilets stop working,
and
then they're stuck in the middle of the ocean, and the boat stops working, and they're trying to get rescued.
Totally get it.
And it just
painted the picture.
People are sleeping out on the balcony.
Thank you.
And then somebody decided to open the bar for free one day because everybody was so miserable, and that backfired. Horrible idea.
That's not how I want to start.
No.
Sorry.
You don't want to go poop cruise today?
No.
You want to talk about
I don't want to talk about
this. This is a hot, trendy topic. It's a Netflix documentary.
I think that's why it smelled. It got hot.
It did. Very hot.
No, thank you.
You're out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, I'm rooting for you to have a great vacation and Viking ship experience and all that stuff and not partake in what he's talking about. We have a lot to get to today. Day two on the FM.
Yeah, we had ACC and Big Ten dueling media days yesterday.
We did, but they kind of ganged up together.
Yeah,
and
when their
said,
twin powers activate.
Let's take down some other conference, which I love. So we got a lot of audio to get to today. We start with a little bit of sad and a little bit of happy and not so red hot and rolling anymore. Dirt and Sprague, good to be with you. Thanks for hanging with us on this hump day edition. We're back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Well, we undersold it a little bit. R.I.P. Ozzy Osbourne passed away, announced yesterday just a little after our show.
The first bit of breaking news that we missed, I think it was like 20 minutes after I was listening to the boys in the afternoon or the late mornings on my drive home. And I heard the news. They were playing some Ozzy songs, and that was a sad one yesterday. He was just in the news. He just did a concert like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Birmingham, England was his basically he knew that he was Pretty close, and he wanted to do a send-off. And
he's nearly 80. He's been battling Parkinson's. I mean, the guy's been through a lot. He's biting heads off of bats. He's seen a lot in his life.
He had a back surgery, I think, that didn't go the right way. You know the last song he sang?
No, I don't.
Pretty fitting.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Mama, I'm coming home.
That's pretty solid.
It was really cool video. I went and saw the venue in Birmingham, mm-hmm. and I saw some of this. I think it was a week after the concert anyway.
The videos went viral of it. It was like, dude, Ozzy Osbourne's out here, 77 with Parkinson's, shredding it on stage. It was awesome.
It looked great. When he was singing Mama, I'm Coming Home to kind of wrap up the show, a lot of people in the stands, I think, felt like, this is it.
This is crazy.
It's like, really it.
He's coming home. He's ready to go.
And it's really sad. One cool part from that concert, Osbourne at Birmingham, his daughter Kelly got proposed to after his show.
Well, that's a cool story.
He went to the back and his family was there congratulating him, you know, celebrating. Like, look at that. You got through a show.
Way to
go, really
Ozzy.
Hard. And her boyfriend proposed right in front of Ozzy.
It's a badass move right there from the boyfriend. That's a pretty cool place to go propose.
It was funny because Ozzy like kind of grabbed his arm. He's like, let me see the ring.
Let me check this out. It's funny. I heard the news yesterday, and I'm not the biggest metal guy, but obviously I think anybody who has ears understands Ozzy Osbourne and how good he is and the impact that he had on the genre and all of that. And there are Ozzy songs and Sabbath songs that are in my playlist. One of the first things that I thought of was, honestly, I don't know if you guys watched it. I know Swag's not a huge reality TV guy. I religiously watched his reality TV show, The Osbournes, when it first came out.
Sharon!
Sharon! There was like a burrito line in that my dad and I still use as an inside joke on our family. Because he fell in love with like a burrito shop, and he would go every day and just walk down.
He watched him fold
the burrito, and him and his British accent talking about burritos and how big. Look at, you want a burrito? Who, like, we still use that as an inside joke in my family, and that was one of the first like that I remember. Maybe I'm misremembering this, but it's one of the first that I remember being. We're following a family and filming every aspect of their life, and the kids were into drugs, and they were in like high school. Ozzy's losing his mind. His wife is insane. Like, we could not get enough of that television show. And so I don't want to disrespect his music because I appreciate it and I listen to a lot of it.
Yeah.
But that was the first thing that I thought of yesterday was I wanted to text my dad about the burrito joke that we still make like 30 years later, however long it's been.
Good morning.
That was the last thing.
That was the last one, huh?
Yeah. She filmed, his daughter filmed a video, I think like the day before, and he was at the table. He just had breakfast and
say hi, Dad.
Dad, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There was an absolute character, man. Had a huge impact on all sorts of musical genres.
I mean, just an absolute unit in the music industry.
Absolute unit in the music industry. And I remember, too, the last time I think we talked about Ozzy on the show was when T-Pain did the cover of War Pigs.
He loved that one.
And Ozzy Osbourne reached out and said that was the best cover that I have ever heard of that song. He's like, why didn't you reach out to me before you did this? And T-Pain had a statement yesterday, and that was, that touched a lot of people. And that's the cool, unique thing about music is that you think of Ozzy as a certain genre, and then you realize how far the tentacles spread, what his influences were. I think Paul McCartney, I heard Harris say this yesterday, Paul McCartney was one of his big driving forces, which you would never connect them musically, but clearly it spans multiple genres.
I'm not the biggest music guy. I have a hard time identifying bands and artists and song names. It's something you'll kind of learn about me if you're new to the show here on 105.1 FM. He is just somebody that, like, broke through.
Yes.
Like,
well, everybody knows Ozzy Osbourne.
Now, what's the song?
Everybody knows War Pigs. Everybody knows Crazy Train.
Yep.
Eminem did a cover of his Changes song a couple of years ago on an album. Probably longer than that. I'm dating myself. But that brought one of those songs back into the forefront.
He did a couple of years back now. I want to say it was like 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone got him to hop on a song.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne and Post Malone?
He's like, I'm a big fan.
Dude, that's awesome. How cool would that be to be Post Malone in that moment?
Well, because I didn't, I didn't know knowledge of the band not touring as much anymore and all that stuff. But sad day yesterday. I'm with you. All the great songs he made, created, that get replayed all the time and remixed and whatnot.
Crazy Train will be played in arenas in every league, in every sport.
Forever.
For millennium to come.
I saw that he had passed. First thought in my head, like very first thought, Sharon!
Sharon! Jason yelling in the background.
Much like you, I watched that show all the time.
How could you not watch that show? The kids were just high the entire time. Ozzy and Sharon's interactions. He was not there,
no,
but somehow there. And Sharon's yelling at him, and he's yelling at Sharon. That was an incredible reality TV show.
Well, you can unfortunately say it kind of started the Kardashian stuff, too.
It absolutely did. It spawned a whole new thing on television.
How about last night in Seattle?
Yeah, glued to it, watching Cal Raleigh.
I don't have root sports.
Dumping on a dump? Yeah. No, I don't either, so I was not glued to it either. But I did see that they won, and Milwaukee hadn't lost a game, it felt like, in about 6 months.
They had won 11 straight games going into that contest.
Swept the Dodgers coming out of the break in L.A.
Cal Raleigh hits his 39th home run, and they win 1-0. Logan Gilbert, I think, went six innings with no runs given up. I didn't see why. Swagger, I don't know if you did. You probably didn't because you're...
He was at the ballpark.
In a weird place right now. The Miz only went three innings. Do we know if he got hurt?
I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head. I would tend to guess that they are doing one of these, let's be very careful, he's very young, and through innings restrictions on guys, and we don't want him to throw a certain number of pitches in innings.
Are you kidding me?
That would be my guess. I'm assuming I would have seen the headline if he got hurt, but that would be funny if it ends up aging poorly. I'm assuming, I think it was just an innings limit thing. Which drives me nuts with young pitchers. Let him go. But
he went 3 2/3 innings. He gave up just three hits and no runs.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a stud.
He had seven strikeouts.
You could argue
he had 64 pitches.
Yeah, you can argue he's become the best pitcher in baseball, which earlier in the year, if I told you that against Skeens, you probably would laugh about it.
What are we doing? Baseball and basketball get in their own way sometimes. This is something that bothers me.
It absolutely does, too.
Let this kid throw 120 pitches.
Let his arm fall off.
Yeah, why?
Ride him into the ground, Milwaukee! I mean, they're a team who let one of their biggest starting pitchers go a little over a year ago. And at the time, I remember thinking, like, God, you're not going to... Corbin Burns, you're just getting rid of him.
Yeah, just keeping on...
You're not going to sign him?
I'm reading it here. It's an innings limit.
I think their thought is to slightly defend it, although I am 100% in agreement with you. But I imagine if you sat down with a Brewers representative, they would tell you, we have the best record in baseball. We're almost 20 games above 500. We're going to the playoffs this year, and if we're going to make a deep playoff run, we need that guy to be fresh and ready to throw as many innings as possible in October.
It's ridiculous.
And we'll see if it works out for him. I remember when Strasburg had this his first year. Remember in Washington, he broke through, was dominating everybody. And then not only did they limit his innings as the season went on, but I think they limited his innings or shut him down for the playoffs. And everybody's like, what? Do you know how many chances you're going to get at this thing? You're in the postseason. He's an ace arm. You're really not going to use him. And then they didn't do anything in the postseason for like, they eventually won a World Series, but it took them a long time. And that first year they shut him down.
Yeah. So that was included in this story. Strasburg in 2012 had 140 innings like limit. And when he reached it, they didn't care where they were at. They said, you're not pitching anymore.
And I think they were in the playoffs that year.
They
didn't pitch him in the play. Everybody just looked at him like,
now,
they're stupid.
At least to their credit, they got a World Series at all.
They ended up winning one, and he was big in that World Series for them.
So I guess if Milwaukee does it, and he's pitching, and he wins game 6 or 7 or whatever, I guess you could look back and say, hey, they did it right. But if I'm a Mariner fan.
And you pay to go to that game.
I want to see a Raleigh home run.
Yes.
Check. I want to see Logan Gilbert perform well. Check.
Yep.
I want my team to win. Check, and on that checklist, Mizorowski. I want him going like 6 innings, 7 innings.
I want to see this guy strike out 15, because if he's striking out 7 3 2/3, imagine how many would he racked up in 7 innings.
So dumb. Good win for the Mariners, though. They are right in that middle spot of the wild card race.
Yeah, now we're heading towards a deadline, which is right around the corner, and we get to see Jeff Passan continues to say, we'll talk to Furness about this at 8:30, but he continues to say this is the biggest year for DePoto, and is this the year that they make a move to go get a bat?
Why is this such a big year for DePoto? It feels like it's the same year as...
Feels like they're the same team that they've largely been. Yeah, last night they win. Great pitching. One home run, only a total of 4 hits. Now, the Miz is an ace, so I'm not going to knock them for not having a ton of offense, but they're kind of the same team. And so do you go get another Randy Arozarena who's having a good year, or can you get a bigger name?
They're going to bring back Suarez.
I mean, there's a bidding war for that dude right now. He continues to mash home runs in Arizona, and so you're not the only team that's going after that bat right now.
All right, we have a lot more to get into. Let's pivot. Training camp is opening in the National Football League. Let's talk about the drama unfolding with one team next on The Fan.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, the Fan Radio Network. Day 2 on the FM dial. Dirt was on the local news yesterday.
I was. I never taped a news interview in the middle of a commercial break before. That was a first for me.
A little sad you didn't drop I Like Turtles, but you know what? Yeah,
I Like Turtles.
Not going to hammer you too much for not doing it.
Nah, I probably should have, though. Would have been great.
We have a segment on our show for the new listeners out there called Stat or Story. It's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
Each one of us will give you a number, and we will convey and try to guess if it's a stat or if it's a story. Pretty cut and dry.
Play along with us at home.
Absolutely. Or in your car. Or in the office.
That's right.
9:15, we'll get that. Ian Furness of 93.3 KJR in Seattle. Does television up there as well. Formerly of The Fan.
Yes, I thought it'd be kind of fun to have him on, because he's a guy who worked here once upon a time.
The Iron Furnace, as we like to refer to him here on The Fan. He'll join us at 8:30 today. We'll talk about those Seattle Mariners. We'll talk about the Seattle Seahawks. We'll talk to him about the arena and the whole, you know, using Portland, Seattle, the leverage stuff there with the NBA. We'll dive into all kinds of things with Ian Furness at 8:30. That'll be the daily ticker today. NFL training camp's officially open for all the teams today.
Let's go, baby. It's
There's
here.
No more teams waiting. They all open today.
That means we get the first Hard Knocks in, what, a week? We get Hard Knocks next week, usually the week after first training camp? I know you're going to hit it. I know you're going to hit it, but that's okay. I still do care.
No one cares!
I do care. It means it's real to me, damn it.
That is a show that has fallen off the cultural significance of sports for people.
I don't disagree
with
you.
People watch that anymore.
I do. So people do watch it. No, I watch it every week.
I'm going to put a poll question. Do you still watch Hard Knocks?
I don't by the end because then actual football has started. So I never watch the last episode because there's actual football on my television. Like by the time we get to week 0, I don't care anymore. But in terms of like the week in and week out for the first couple of weeks of August, yeah, I'm watching Hard Knocks.
Okay.
Isn't it Buffalo this year? Am I wrong on that?
Well, if you watched it, you know.
Well, it's not on yet, so I haven't been able to watch it, so
Why
I don't
Buffalo
know.
Why would Buffalo be on? It's supposed to be non-playoff
They
teams.
Totally changed the rules.
They did.
They absolutely did.
How about that?
Yeah, it's the Buffalo Bills in training camp. We get Josh Allen. We get 9/11 supporting head coach, Sean McDermott. That's going to be a fun one. James Cook's holding out but not holding out but holding in. Mm. I'm all about it.
Okay. Well, we haven't gotten the Jared Jones, Mike Parsons drama. The Cowboys are in Oxnard, California.
He's doing it again.
One of the weirdest training camp situations to exist in pro sports. A team in Dallas, Texas holds their training camp in California.
Want to go to the beach.
So they can tell their fan base to spend a lot of money to go watch them practice.
Yeah. A lot of Cowboy fans in California, though, I'm assuming.
There's a lot of Cowboy fans everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of front-running people who love the Cowboys in the 90s.
Here was Jared Jones. He was asked about the contract situation. This was 2 days ago on Micah Parsons. Here's what he had to say.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Micah Parsons, yesterday at camp, he showed up and he was asked about the comments and the situation. Here's what Micah Parsons had to say.
You know, for me, it really don't matter. Like I said, I've been pretty consistent. If they don't want me here, they don't want me here. I go about my business. I understand the nature of the business. As long as I'm here and under contract, I'm going to do what I have to do to perform at the highest level. But if this is the end, this is the end. You know, there's same way that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and other Jerry Jones take care of their family, it's the same way I need to take care of my family. You know what I mean? I got my own three kids of my own, so we all need to take care of our own family at the end of the day.
Are you surprised he didn't go harder on the situation, or do you like the way that he handled this? Because what I would say is Jerry Jones' comment is idiotic. Every time they have been reluctant to pay, they pay more because of that reluctance.
Every single time.
But we do know about Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jones loves the attention. He loves the spotlight. So he kind of gets something out of it. Even if he has to pay a couple more dollars dirt,
right.
He gets the attention. He gets the conversation. He gets radio shows in Portland, Oregon to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, who weren't any good last year.
No, they were not.
So, like, I think it's kind of a win for him in his own mind, which is why he doesn't mind saying the controversial things. What did you think of Micah Parsons' response?
I mean, I thought it was appropriate. At times, I wish players would go a little bit harder against Jerry Jones, but at the same time, you know, you're likely to end up signing an extension, and he's going to be your owner, and you're going to have a good relationship with him. I think you're spot on why Dallas does this and why Jerry Jones does this, because I can't come up with any other excuse in my head of why he would want to do this year in and year out. Like, at some point, you would think you would learn your lesson. He did this with Dak Prescott, made him play for a year on the franchise tag because they couldn't come to an agreement. And by the time the next year rolled around, he had to sign the richest contract in NFL history, and then immediately got hurt. It doesn't make sense how incompetent they are in handling contracts for their bigger players. I think Micah Parsons was clearly waiting to see what TJ Watt was going to get. Like, you always want those dominoes to fall. You get the first deal signed, then the next deal, and then you're the next man up. Now it's your turn. You're not going to jump in line and sign before Watt in Pittsburgh, who just got his deal last week. He's 26 years old. He's been in the NFL for 4 years. He's been incredibly reliable and incredibly durable. He's been one of the best defensive players in the league for the better part of half of a decade. Like, this is the biggest no-brainer that Dallas has faced, largely of any other contract disputes. We can debate Dak Prescott. Is he a top 10 quarterback? Can you win if you pay him X amount of money? How do you build an offense and a roster around him if he's the 11th best in the league and you're paying him number one quarterback money? Like, that's a legitimate debate that you can have about how you want to go about that position. They, of course, ultimately, you know, caved and paid him. That's not the case with Micah Parsons. Like, he's top three, top four defensive player in the NFL, it feels like, year in and year out. The guy's a monster, and it's a no-brainer to pay him. And why, other than attention, Jerry Jones would do this kind of nonsense every offseason is beyond me. And also the latest example of why Swag made the right call. If you're a Cowboy fan, this is what you're supporting year in and year out. Genuine incompetence, and he's doing it again this offseason.
We have more NFL training camp stuff to get into. The NFL is back in our lives, almost on a full-time basis. Dirt's excited for Hard Knocks. Poll question is up. Do you still watch Hard Knocks on HBO? Yes or no? Swag, do you watch Hard Knocks?
I don't have HBO.
That's a no.
Really?
Yep.
Is it Max now? Didn't they change the name?
It's HBO Max.
We're back to HBO Max?
No, well, they took HBO Max out,
okay,
made it Max,
it was
and
just
then they
Max.
Found that it was actually stupid to do that, so they put HBO back into the Max.
Because they've been HBO for a long time.
I
People
used to
like
watch
it.
Yeah. But just don't have the service.
What streamers do you have?
Netflix.
What do you get from Netflix? Because
it's what?
Like, what about Netflix? Like, why
it's
Netflix?
Mostly for my wife. She watches shows and movies.
Okay. So Netflix, traditional cable?
Yeah, traditional cable, Prime, Peacock.
Aye, the Peacock network, huh?
Yeah.
Got to watch the golf and the B1G football, baby.
And The Office.
And The Office is on there. The Office is on there.
More NFL training camp news next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. You can follow all the socials, 105.1 The Fan. Dirt and Sprague here. I'm Sprague. That's Dirt.
Hello.
Is a 6-3 conference record great? We'll get into that top of the hour. We will talk about multiple conferences ganging up to beat up on another conference in college football. Dan Lanning is set to talk today.
He is live on the Fan, on the firm of Harrison Meringue. He will be on, I think, at 12:15.
That's going to just kill Danny to have to do that, isn't it?
It is. A successful winning coach. He wouldn't know what that looks like right now down in Los Angeles. 7-5 is a good year, man. We're going in the right direction. One possession away from being 9-3. We're so close.
One possession.
We're just right there. We're like 2 plays away from being 10-2 this year. 2 plays away.
Oh, college football is going to be fun this year.
I can't wait to host USC in November.
So we'll have Dan Lanning live at the podium during the 10-1 slot. Harrison Meringue, as you mentioned that, they'll go live there. So we'll have Dan Lanning. We'll hear what he has to say. Oregon coming in third in the preseason media poll. That came out from, I think, Cleveland.com is the one that had it.
They usually do the Big Ten one, yeah.
We can also talk about at some point today, is it an awful sign that you are a caffeine addict when you actually get sad finishing your drink? Because I just finished my drink and I'm sad.
You want more? I need more. Give me more.
I get this when I go get an iced coffee somewhere. Me and the wife love to go to coffee shops.
And it's all gone.
I'll get an iced coffee and there's no better feeling than that first sip. That last sip, I've thrown away. I'm like, God damn, now I'm out of coffee.
When you're doing the, like, you can hear the sound where there's nothing essentially left and you're just sucking through all the, like, water crumbs and coffee crumbs that are in there. It's not good.
Just really sad, yeah.
We got some room temperature coffee and boxes out here that were left out overnight. I'm sure that's fine.
I'm not interested in that at all at this point. But, you know, who's to say? No judge. Do you wear sunglasses?
I do. I wear sunglasses all the time.
Swag, you're a sunglasses guy, I'm
famously
assuming.
A sunglasses guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know. Except when I play golf because they're not prescription. And I don't have prescription sunglasses.
I don't know how people wear sunglasses playing golf.
I have a hard time doing it.
I can't do it. Yet.
No, they're distracting to me.
I'm not Phil Mickelson here.
But if I'm just out, you know, and it's bright, yes.
One of the most depressing things that happens to me is when I don't bring my sunglasses somewhere and you're driving around on a bright sunny day. Did I try and combine those words?
Sounded like you were saying Bronny James.
Bronny James day. When you're driving around on a Bronny James day and you try and take your sunglasses out of the sunglass holder and they're not in there. That's a very depressing feeling.
I got ridiculed by our sales manager, Sam Tung, at the golf tournament. We have a golf tournament every year in June. Well, actually, this year it was July. July? June.
June.
God, I have lost
definitely
track of
June.
Time.
I think it was the last week of June.
Okay, thank you.
Pretty confident in that.
I got ridiculed in front of everybody for only wearing $15 sunglasses.
How dare you? Step your game up. You're now an FM morning radio host.
And I made the argument, I lose my sunglasses, I lose my keys, I lost my key fob for the building. Why would I spend $150 or more dollars?
I can't do it.
On sunglasses. I just don't get why people do that, but a lot of people do. They like nice things, so no judgments, but I got ridiculed for it. Justin Herbert is wearing sunglasses at training camp.
Ah.
Have you seen this?
I have not seen this, no.
Former Duck quarterback, now Charger great. Except, if you Google it, it will not look like sunglasses. Google Justin Herbert sunglasses.
Okay.
He has red eyes. And when asked about this, they said, are you wearing contacts? Because there was a photo that was frozen and they zoomed in on it. His eyes are red. He goes, they're basically sunglasses that are contacts.
Oh.
So if you look at his eyes are red.
And he's probably freaking everybody out with red eyes.
He looks like a vampire.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool look. Oh, I gotta be honest with you.
I thought it was badass.
Way more intimidating now than he was before. He's kind of nice, get along, go along, good teammate, doesn't say a lot. You give him red eyes behind the line of scrimmage, I'm intimidated now.
Well, he is he's a pretty intimidating dude to stand next to. He's like 6'6".
He's a massive dude.
200 plus pounds, like a big athlete. It's already intimidating, but you hear him talk, and people that have met him, they'll all tell you, like, really nice, soft-natured dude.
Right, genuinely good dude.
I think this is a good look for him. He looks like a vampire playing quarterback.
He's entering the villain stage of his career. Is that what you're telling me?
He needs to enter.
He's the new villain in the Superman movie. I'm coming for you, Mahomes. Yeah, I just saw a picture of him. It looks trippy. I guess he, a couple of years ago, tried to wear a tinted visor.
Yes.
Because he maybe has the swag probably. He, you know, squints a lot. He doesn't like the bright lights in his face or the bright sunshine. And so he tried a tinted visor, but anybody who's ever worn a visor knows know, I mean, it's constantly dirty. You're constantly cleaning it off. It's more of a pain in the ass than it is, mainly just for aesthetics at this point. And so for quarterbacks, it doesn't make a lot of sense. If this works, man, is this unlocking a new version of Justin Herbert?
It'd be really good if it did.
All of a sudden, it's not so bright out there. He's got better vision. He's got red eyes. He's coming for you, man.
So camp's open for the NFL, and we'll have the NFL all throughout the show today and going forward. Of quarterbacks that haven't won a playoff game, is he on the hottest of the seats in that conversation?
Probably. I mean, I'm trying to rack my mind of other good quarterbacks. Who else hasn't won a playoff game?
There's not a lot of them, I guess.
Not a lot of them.
Yeah, because you go through the playoff teams. Who hasn't
Dak's
won one?
I think Dak's got more than one, to be fair. I think he's won two. Am I wrong on that?
Not many,
that's for sure.
Not a lot more.
Yeah, Jordan Love's won a playoff game. I'm just trying to scroll through. I mean, there's not a lot of guys out there who haven't won a playoff game.
So then he probably goes into a conversation of just like, he's in that real pressure.
I mean, then you got
situation.
Other guys, like you got your Sam Darnolds, who I don't think is definitely not won a playoff game.
Gino, I don't think people are expecting.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, those are the names that I'm looking
that
through.
He's that
above
of, like, tier, though.
Yeah. Kyler Murray hasn't won a playoff game. I don't know if Kyler Murray's ever been to the playoffs.
Yeah, they lost to the Rams.
Okay.
I remember that.
So they've been to one playoff game?
I think they've been to one.
And I think people put Herbert on a higher pedestal than they do Kyler Murray. And so, yeah, there's no question he is facing the most pressure of winning a playoff
game. So maybe he is unlocking that inner villain of himself to become the vampire, and he's going to finally get that first playoff win.
We'll see if it happens this year. One of the guys people touted as a big offseason acquisition at wide receiver is already retired for them. So that's a great start on the outside of targets to throw to for Justin Herbert. They really address that. But Joel looks dominant, so that's going to help. They got a stud left tackle.
I mean, they want to run the ball. They want to win the game by running the ball 33 times and, you know, move on from there.
Helps to have an elite wide receiver, and we'll see if Ladd McConkey can be that.
We'll stick in football. We'll pivot to a different football. Is a 6-3 conference record in your mind considered quote-unquote great? We'll start the second hour on 105.1 The Fan with that, Dirt and Sprague, on the Odyssey app and the Fan Network.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.